Are you ready, Mr. Kinsler?
I am ready.
Are you ready for me? That one? I'm sorry, I keep doing this. Listen, you kiss this mouth. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, but don't be drunk on my drink.
Oh, yeah.
It's not about kissing my mouth. They are delicious.
They're better than the last ones.
Yeah, these are moths. Remember we were drinking them in Mighty Hoopla? And the Palomas.
I do not. I remember nothing about...
Remember the Palomas from Mighty Hoopla?
I remember nothing
that was from Mighty Hoopla. Fun.
I remember nothing from Mighty Hoopla because I was having too much fun. Also, again, we spoke about it before, my short-term memory.
Yeah, you push something
out. Anything new goes in, something's going out.
Yeah.
Next week, I won't know your name.
That might be a blessing in disguise.
It might. Right, shall we get into this week's hot take?
Let's go. So this week's hot take is about...
I don't know if I'm into this.
I'm into it.
It's not for me.
I'm trying to do drag queen elegance.
Yeah, I was like...
Hot take.
No.
Anyway, we're going to talk about restaurants.
One of my favorite things in the whole entire world. Well, two things that we love.
Hotels
and restaurants.
They're our favorite things.
Why? Because we don't want to cook.
And we're dinks. Double income, no kids.
I mean, way to rub it in people's faces. But yes, we don't have kids. So therefore, we can go away whenever we want. And also, I was trying to turn this in a way that as well is like, don't be mean to us.
I feel that.
I'm getting a lot of meanness.
You are?
Yeah. Have I spoken about this?
No.
So remember, I'm big in Taiwan and in Korea.
Oh, yeah. I forgot
now.
About that.
Big deal now because I'm doing this ad that has been pushed out everywhere.
I think you're in Poland as well.
I was in Poland this week. Yeah. I've been on a world tour. I'm now, with that, getting international hate, which is lovely.
Can I tell you, I seen that.
This really bad.
Nothing got to do with our hot take. On our fairy ad. Now, some of them I really enjoyed.
Honestly, but what I don't understand is, I'm just like, has the world not moved on at all? Do you know what the one thing that everyone just says every single time?
Well,
and it really annoys me. I'm like slag me, at least be clever. Like, okay, I'm doing an ad. Like, they just write pedophile.
Pedophile?
Like, every single time.
Oh.
Because it's like gay man, pedophile.
Oh, well, I will say, what? One of the favorite comments I got, well, not I got,
I'm like, oh.
I seen on, and this was on Facebook, for the fairy ad, was... Tree fairies.
Yeah. I love that. That's hilarious. That is so funny.
I really enjoyed that. Tree fairies. Yeah.
I mean, I was like, if you're clever with it, I'm like, let's go.
But
also, there's a lot of like American, boycott American companies coming for it as well, which I do not understand. Anyway, I'm like,
I
understand because of like Trump and everything. And obviously, anything I can do to make Trump go away, I'm all for. But I don't know. It's just like, just wild. It's wild. Anyway, restaurants.
Restaurants. So I thought it would be really interesting to talk about, like, if you want, we can talk about some of our favorite restaurants. But I think like the green flags and the red flags, what makes a good restaurant.
So once again, remember we did red flags on hotels?
Yes.
Every red flag for a restaurant was in the restaurant that we were in on Saturday in Covent Garden, right?
Oh no.
Because one, you had it on your list. QR code menu.
Oh.
And you have to order through a QR code, right? So you cannot order through a waiter. So the waiter does not come to your table. I can't just be like, hey, can I get the quesadillas, but could you not put the peppers in? Or could I get a quesadilla and can I get 42 million margaritas? Do you know what I mean? I couldn't have the conversation. So I was ordering for four people on a app website thing. And
he couldn't customize anything.
I couldn't find anything. It was going on forever. It was the worst. I was sweating. I was hungover. It was a disaster.
I don't like the QR codes when they do have waiters. So I'm okay with a QR code if we're somewhere and it's busy, festively vibes, and you order it that way and then it happens. Because you're not getting the whole restaurant experience.
This was just a stressful experience.
I wouldn't go into somewhere. I now have made my mind up. I won't go and sit in somewhere where you have to order from a QR code, like fully sit down.
It just wasn't, it was really, I was like, this genuinely, I know you're trying to make this quicker, but you are not. If that lovely person just came over here, then I would get this done so much quicker.
And
also where I'm fussy bitch. I want the sauce on the side. I don't want peppers on it.
Yeah.
And also I want the biggest margarita. I want to know what margaritas you have. And also I love, and Siobhan taught me this when we were away.
Yeah.
Siobhan will always say to the waiter, what is your favorite dish? She says it to every single waiter. What is your favorite dish? Because she's like, that gives you a good indication.
And that's one of my green flags. I love to see staff or team members eating in the restaurant, like down the back somewhere. Or I like to see locals. I always think it's a really good sign if you see...
Like, do you do a questionnaire when you go
no,
in?
No, but like, if, are if, you we're a local? In, if we're in Spain or we're somewhere and you can clearly tell that they are a
Spanish
local,
people there.
That they're Spanish.
Fair. I think that's a really good... I thought you meant like Drumcondra being like...
No, I don't care about that. No, but I think that's a really good sign that it's good food. Or like even in El Grito, there's always Mexicans in El Grito just off Mount Joy Square. We had that nice, I died after that.
Yeah.
But there was Mexicans in there anyway.
Cool. Okay. I definitely love a restaurant where you have, like, to me, the food is obviously really important, but obviously I'm not really into food.
Yeah. No, you're not.
I'm not a big foodie, right?
Yeah.
But experience is so important.
Yeah.
Like, I want to feel like, because, you know, it's expensive to go out and have dinner. You want to feel like you're having a really nice time. I like ambiance. I don't like it too bright in a restaurant. Yeah. I like it like to feel kind of cool and ambient. But the problem with that also is...
Oh, your eyesight.
That I am so old and blind. So I am now the person in the restaurant who has to take... I used to laugh at my parents. They had to take their torch out to read a fucking menu.
Yeah, but also you forget your glasses all the time.
Honestly, I didn't even bring my glasses this weekend.
Yeah, I know, because they're out in the hall. Ladies and gentlemen, for one of our dates, I started the date off in Specsavers with Mark because he was wrecking my head about the whole not being able to see.
Honestly, I will say to anyone, and obviously I hope no members of the Garda Síochána are listening to this, but can I just tell you, if you get into a car with me at night,
he doesn't,
you are taking your life in your own hands.
I do all the driving.
If I'm driving at night... I cannot see shit. I can't see a thing. And I don't think the glasses help. I don't know if I'm supposed to admit this. I actually just got my driver's license renewed.
Oh, it's upstairs.
Did it arrive?
It arrived.
When I tell you, my dad will be so happy. He just thinks that like I'm a disaster of a human and anything from
and
like
your mom.
Human administration, which I am, like, to be honest.
You are.
I like run a business, but ask me to renew my driver's license, can't do it.
Or cancel your gym subscription. Yeah, I still haven't forgot about that.
Anyway, got a new driver's license and now I can drive wherever I want, even though legally, surely someone should shut that shit down because I genuinely cannot see a thing when I'm driving at night. Can everyone see things?
Yes.
Cool.
Yeah.
Great. So I'm going to stop driving at night. In fact, I don't really drive anymore anyway.
No, you don't. I drive.
Passenger
everywhere.
Princess.
Passenger princess.
Anyway.
Another green flag.
Sorry, back to restaurants.
Yeah, we are. Another green flag for me is when their house wine is good. Do you know when they come out and they have a good house wine?
Uh-huh.
Because wines can be expensive.
Yeah.
But when you come out and you taste that house wine and it's...
Well, we went to a gorgeous restaurant on Friday night.
Oh.
We had a total of... 27 minutes to eat our mains and we just about managed to eat our main. We did manage to have 3 glasses of wine each though in those 27 minutes.
It's very good.
Yeah. But that's food was absolutely beautiful. It was that restaurant in Nomad, the ones.
Oh,
the
one in lovely.
There. It was so lovely. Beautiful. We are going back there. But it was so, so good. But it was the most beautiful wine. I was like, that wine, unbelievable. Yeah. I never take note of a wine, but I was like, I want to know what that wine is.
Yeah.
Until the bill came.
Oh, God.
£20 a glass.
Oh.
Yeah. I had really good taste that night. And do you know what? Oh. It tasted like £20 a glass.
You don't. I don't look at the prices.
I didn't look. I was just like, what is a really nice, like there was a, it was a Riesling. I was like, great. Perfect. Let's go. £20 a glass.
No, I'd be like...
We had 3 glasses each.
I'll have in your house minutes. Wine and your tap water, please.
Yeah. I was like, oh, I kind of screwed up on that one. So I was like, oh, God. Yeah. Oh, well. And no one look at the bill. Let's go. We've got to go.
And another green flag for me is when the bread is free. I love when the bread is free.
Where did we go recently that had that really salty focaccia bread?
when we were starting. Kickies.
Oh, that my God. That bread.
Delicious. That was delicious.
That bread was stunning.
Yeah.
I actually just want to go back there for the bread.
Actually, I had an avocado margarita and everyone's gone, avocado.
That does sound gross.
It was delicious. And sorry. Now,
feedback. Food was amazing. The cocktails were tiny. They were like a shot glass.
And remember they ran out of ingredients for a Negroni. I was having that orange Negroni.
I don't remember that, but that would not be unusual because we drank a lot that
we
night.
We did, but also gin, Campari and vermouth. Like, it's grand. You can't run out of that in a bar.
Turns out you can. Anyway, food was delicious there.
Yeah.
Really, really good.
Highly recommend.
Good atmosphere.
It was a weird atmosphere in terms of like, sorry, not an atmosphere, weird collection of people in there.
That's okay.
No, I know, but it was just all different from everywhere.
Yes. We do live in Dublin City Centre,
yeah, Paul. Yeah.
And like, also, I felt it was a good vibe. Now, I do feel like we had a few drinks. We'd gone to the Vintage Cocktail Club beforehand, which was lovely. There was an actual physical fight outside the Vintage Cocktail Club there beforehand. Was. And basically, we'd had a few drinks, went there. I do feel like we were really loud.
Oh, we were with Maeve. We absolutely were. You know,
I feel like
loud.
We were annoying.
We were
screaming.
Yeah, we were drunk. We didn't care.
Oh, that gives me the ick. I'm icking ourselves.
We were the last people there.
Yeah, they also threw us out. Well, not threw us out. They were very nice about it, very lovely, but we were the last people there.
Do you want to wrap it up?
Do you want to wrap it up? Get out. Anyway, really highly recommend. Food's gorgeous.
Your favorite restaurant? Is there a favorite restaurant you have?
Yeah.
Okay.
You name yours first.
Before we go into that, I have one more red flag.
Okay, go on.
Dirty bathroom.
Dirty bathroom? Dirty bastard.
Dirty Danny.
This is our thing now.
Yeah.
Shitty hairdryer, shitty hotel. Dirty bathroom, dirty bastard.
I don't like a dirty bathroom. And
no
also,
one likes a dirty bathroom.
Yeah, but the bathroom doesn't always have to be like physically appearing dirty.
But as long as it's clean.
It doesn't have, but appearing dirty, but the smell, do you know that stale smell?
Wee
like,
smell.
Not even wee wee smell, like stale mop. There is nothing worse stale than a stale smell. Mop swell.
Well, I get you. Listen,
and sorry, stale mop happened in a hotel that we were at Christmas.
What hotel were we at Christmas?
Remember we were at the wedding?
Sorry, I'm just going to say it.
Are you going to say it?
Yeah, I'm just going to say it. Paris Court.
Horrendous.
Honestly, not a vibe. I'm not into it.
Not for the price of the room.
There was a stink of a smelly mop in our room from the second we arrived.
It was disgusting.
Yeah, like, it really wasn't nice.
It was really bad.
Now, more shame, more fool us though. Because did we actually complain and tell anyone?
Yeah, but also, it's my best friend's wedding. I'm not going to go and go. I didn't want to be that one person. But then on the other hand.
The second time I've been there and I've just not.
Now,
service, I do think the service staff there are amazing. I love that foyer. It's the rooms for me. They need to knock the rooms down and start again.
And do you know where else was a bit like that? Monart. The rooms in Monart weren't great.
Monart was not a vibe for me.
They weren't great.
No.
Service, great. But like, for me, and we talked about it in the hotels, and we're not going to go into it.
I was just about to say.
We love the room experience.
Yeah, we've gone back because we want a bed rot.
Yeah, we want a bed rot.
We stay there, we want to do nothing. Anyway, we need to finish up shortly, but there was something else I was going to say.
Favorite restaurant.
No, what's yours?
No, you have to go first.
No, I know mine. So you, what's yours? Mine is super chic.
Okay, so do you know where actually I really, really enjoy?
Mm-hmm.
And it's not until I ask myself, because I love a lot of types. Mm-hmm. I love the Trocadero.
So I do love the Trocadero.
I love
Robert.
The Trocadero. The
Trocadero is amazing, but also it's a theater.
Yeah.
It's a theater thing, so it's also part of that. But the deep fried... Deep fried brie
and the pâté. We normally get the deep fried brie and the pâté
steak,
and we share
stunning.
It.
It's just a lovely, there's a real atmosphere there.
I just love it there.
Yeah, I do love it there. We haven't been there a long time.
Yeah, we should do that.
My favourite restaurant?
Yeah.
Without a doubt.
Yeah.
Does not fail me ever.
Okay.
McDonald's.
No, it does on Deliveroo.
No, it doesn't, Paul.
It does
because
on Deliveroo.
Because what can I expect? If I am not going to go to their stunning establishment and take that myself, then obviously it is going to be cold by the time I get here. What I will say is the reason I love McDonald's is restaurant, and I'm talking to you, okay? The reason I love McDonald's so much is because I can go anywhere in the world and you do not fail me. You will give me a Big Mac with that sauce on it and I will enjoy every bit of it. I will have that curry sauce. I will have those chips. And yes, Queen. Yes,
Mama.
Mackie D's. Yes, Ronald McDonald. We are living our lives.
In fairness, when we went to London, we had a Mackie D's at the end of the night.
Husband, do you think I went this whole week without having a McDonald's?
No, well, you had Greg's. I was very jealous about Greg's. I love Greg's. Honestly, oh my God.
Greg's, I am at my happy. Can I tell you, I was really happy. I'm going to finish on this. Let's end on a poetic note.
A poetic?
Poetic note. I had a really busy day on Friday. Had those meetings in the morning. Was all very business.
Bitch.
And then I had a 1 hour gap before Rebecca, Darren and Emer came. And what did I do?
Got a McDonald's and had a snooze.
I went to McDonald's. I ate it in restaurant.
Oh.
Yeah, I wanted it warm. But in restaurant because it was a big enough venue. You know, when one of the bigger McDonald's that had space.
Yeah.
Then I went back to the room and I had a snooze for a total of 35 minutes before they arrived.
You're a very good snoozer.
Trying to say, that's my favorite part of the weekend.
And on that note, we will see you next week.
Guys, let us know what your favorite restaurants are. And also give us a little 5-star review. Sure, while you're here, why not? Give us a follow on Spotify. And if you want to watch this in full HD, you can watch us on
HD.
YouTube.
Bye.
That's all. Bye.